Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Festival-related sales on e-commerce platforms are off to a strong start. Aryaman Gupta writes that online festival sales recorded 60,700 crore rupees in the first week, a 29% increase over last year. While mobiles dominated with 42% of gross merchandise value, appliance and groceries were the fastest growing categories. Adding to the momentum are actions by the government to ensure that GST rate reductions are passed on to consumers. Meghna Mittal reports that government is considering invoking Legal Metrology Act to check attempts to prevent pass-through of benefits by adjusting base price. Priyansh Verma and Shweta Punj write that government has asked some big e-commerce players for an explanation following the increase in the price of some items. On the markets, legendary investor Jim Rogers talked exclusively to N. Mahalakshmi on the prognosis for global markets, Indian equities and Chinese valuations. He told her he is largely holding cash in the form of US dollars, despite his concern about the country's debt. Check out why he is adding to his silver portfolio and remains bullish on India. The US dollar index has dropped almost 10% this year, its worst performance in 8 years. Ravindra Sonwane reports that India, however, hasn't been a beneficiary of it as FPI selling has pushed down the rupee to 89 rupees against the dollar. This has not had any impact on the IPO market. Swaraj Singh Hadhanjal writes that post-Diwali IPOs are expected to raise about $4.5 billion. Prominent issues include Grove and Lenskart. Pawan Burugula reports that even as some EFPIs exit, new ones are lining up to invest in India. In the first 8 months of 2025, 287 new FPIs registered with CB. For companies, it's not always been smooth. Hindustan Unilever announced that September and October sales were at risk on account of the disruption in trade channels during the transition to new GST rates. Ravi Anantanarayan explains that unintended consequences of the GST rate reduction, including blocked input tax credit, may affect FMCG performance over two quarters. With RBI's Monetary Policy Committee taking a call on Tuesday, check out Aparna Iyer's sharp take on whether India's private sector is faking its animal spirits. If GST rate cut provided the fiscal boost to demand, should RBI's MPC consider complementing it? And with the Women's Cricket World Cup underway today, check out Siddharth Mahan's piece on how the women game has now become commercially self-minus sustaining and is set for big growth. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.